Two former executives of Westar Energy go on trial tomorrow in federal court. They're charged with looting the Kansas company of millions of dollars while driving it to the brink of bankruptcy. Kansas Public Radio's Peter Hancock reports.
David Wittig and Douglas Lake came to Westar as merger and acquisition specialists. Their job was to build the company from a profitable, medium-sized public utility into a diversified energy firm that would compete in the face of an expected wave of consolidation and deregulation. Wittig and Lake were once considered rising stars in the investment banking world on Wall Street, but their growth plan for Westar proved a failure. Buying into electronic home security firms like ADT and Protection One did not produce the results they'd intended. Glenda Kafer was general counsel for the Kansas Corporation Commission at the time.
It turned out that it really wasn't well matched with the electric operations, even though people seemed to think it was initially. They really didn't have much the two industries in common.
But even as corporate debt mounted and the stock price plummeted, Wittig and Lake reaped millions of dollars in salary and benefits, and they availed themselves of every conceivable perk, from lavishly decorated offices to frequent personal use of the corporate jet. Prosecutors alleged that was all the result of a conspiracy to defraud Westar and circumvent internal accounting controls. Wittig and Lake have pleaded not guilty. If convicted, each could face up to 25 years in prison. For NPR News, I'm Peter Hancock in Topeka.